From the YPR studios in Billings, I'm Bree Ripley. The Montana Supreme Court has overturned a judge's ruling that the city of Billings owes 27 current and former police officers $2.7 million in back pay, costs, and penalties in a dispute over how longevity pay should be calculated. District Judge Nell Swandle ruled in 2011 that the contract awarded longevity pay from the beginning of an officer's employment. The city and union officials said longevity pay was earned based on completed years of service. The Billings Gazette reports that because the contracts could be interpreted both ways, the Supreme Court sent back the case to district court for a trial to determine the party's intent in the longevity pay portion of the contract. Time is running out for drought-impacted ranchers in the Northern Plains to apply for a hay lottery. The application deadline for ranchers in the Dakotas and Montana is Thursday. North Dakota's Agriculture Department, North Dakota State University, and the Michigan-based nonprofit Ag Community Relief earlier this month announced the program to accept hay donations at a site near the Fargo campus. The hay will be distributed through a lottery drawing next month. Each state will have a drawing. Dozens of semi-trailer loads of hay have been donated, and more than 1,000 ranchers in the three states have applied. The Wyoming Supreme Court has suspended the former supervising attorney for the Cody Public Defender's Office for 2 years. A press release from the Wyoming Bar Association says Nick Bedun's suspension resulted from professional misconduct by Bedun in a number of client matters, quote, including violation of Bedun's duties of competence, diligence, and maintaining communication with clients. The Cody Enterprise reports that the investigation into Bedun began May 10th, when his license to practice was initially suspended. Bedun did not immediately respond to a request for comment from the Enterprise. In addition to the two-year suspension, Bedun was ordered to pay over $3,500 in administrative fees and nearly $5,500 in fines to the Bar Association and more than $1,000 in restitution to a former client. The Missoula County Sheriff's Office issued an evacuation order that affected about 580 homes in and around the community of Seeley Lake yesterday, after erratic winds blew the Rice Ridge Fire to within a half mile of some structures. It was not clear if all the homes were occupied. Classes at Seeley Swan High School were canceled today due to the evacuations, and classes at the elementary school aren't scheduled to start until next week, but Principal Chris Stout says he's canceled the teacher training scheduled for this week because the school is included in the evacuation order. The Rice Ridge Fire has burned 48 square miles since it started in mid-July. The air quality in Seeley Lake ranged from very unhealthy to hazardous as of this morning. Meanwhile, the Ravalli County Sheriff's Office ordered the evacuation of 65 homes south of Darby due to a new fire that started yesterday. The person who caused a wildfire that destroyed a home and threatened several others east of Yellowstone National Park could be ordered to pay millions to cover the firefighting costs. The fire last year burned more than 19 square miles of rugged terrain 40 miles east of Yellowstone. Federal officials say they are still investigating that fire. They haven't publicly identified the person who they say accidentally caused the blaze with sparks from a metal grinder. U.S. Bureau of Land Management spokeswoman Sarah Beckwith says the federal agency seeks to recoup the cost of wildfires caused by people. Beckwith says the fire cost the BLM roughly $1.4 million, and several agencies were involved in fighting the fire. U.S. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke says he wants to speed up a proposal to block new gold mining claims on forested public land near Yellowstone National Park and will consider blocking other mining. The Interior Department is undergoing a two-year review launched by Zinke's predecessor following concerns about two gold mines proposed in the forests that border Yellowstone. Interior spokeswoman Heather Swift said yesterday that Zinke is, quote, fully in the corner of protecting the Paradise Valley, unquote, outside Yellowstone, and supports a proposed 20-year withdrawal of mining claims. Zinke is also asking his staff to expand the agency's review to include other minerals, such as oil and gas, coal, and phosphate. Of those minerals, geologists say only phosphate is found in the Yellowstone region in volumes that would support mining. I'm Bree Ripley, YPR News.